Well, I'm glad that you're here with us today. If we haven't met, my name is Mark, and I get the privilege of serving as a college pastor, young adult pastor, next gen pastor at Grace Family Church. Help me welcome everyone in the room for the first time. Let's put our hands together for all of our first timers. We are so glad that you are here with us today. I want to jump straight into our message because we've been in a collection that we've called Becoming. Becoming. And if you were in the room last night, can you just get rowdy real quick if you were amazed by what God did in the room last night? Come on, can we just thank God for how he showed up and how he, last week, how he moved. I'm getting ahead of myself because I believe God's going to move again tonight. And I'm excited. Here's what I want us to do. I want us to open our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to jump straight into the Word. And as we jump straight into the Word, let me just kind of set up this series for you. If you're just joining us for the first time, we've been focusing on this series, Becoming, over the last few weeks, because what we realize when it comes to this area of our lives called relationships, many of us, we can get caught up on who we are dating, what we're doing, and all the while we're missing out on who we are becoming. And one of the most important things about this moment, this season of your life, is not who you are dating, but rather who it is you are becoming in Christ Jesus. And as we talk about this idea of who we are becoming, I just kind of want to take a detour because I believe we can focus and talk about who we are becoming, but I believe that in our lives, there's some things that are keeping us from becoming who God has called us to be. And tonight, I just want to address some of the things that I believe are keeping you from becoming who God has called you to be. And in 1 Peter chapter 1 and 2, we're going to hear from the Apostle Peter, one of Jesus' first followers. And as he's talking in this moment, he's speaking to a group of young Christians, and he's helping them understand what it looks like to follow Jesus. He's helping them understand what it looks like to go all in for Jesus. And in this moment, the world around them is actually going in the opposite direction. But Peter says, you need to take a stand and you need to realize you've been called to something different. You've been called to something different. We're going to start in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Peter says, you're not like them, but you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he's called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, but now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, but now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires, to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very own souls. I love this text so much in 1 Peter chapter 2, and I've mentioned it a couple times. In fact, Pastor Daryl mentioned it last week in his talk, but I really just kind of want to settle into these verses, because I believe that these verses are so applicable to you and I, especially when it comes to the way that we date. But growing up as a kid, my parents, they would have me memorize Bible verses in the King James Version. Anybody like that? And if you didn't memorize it, how many of you know you had to suffer the consequences? I love how 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 is depicted in the King James Version. It says this, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. A peculiar people. Somebody say peculiar. Peculiar. That word peculiar, it means actually to be different, to be set apart. And tonight I want to speak from this idea, the call to be different. The call to be different. Someone say, I'm different. Someone say it like you mean it. I'm different. If you know, you know. Shout out to 2 Chainz. A few months ago, I was at the gym, and whenever I go to the gym, I tend to work out with AirPods. I work out with AirPods, and one day, worst day of my life, I left my AirPods at home. How many of you know that's like suffering, being at the gym without any AirPods or headphones? Because you have to actually talk to people. And I know I'm a pastor and all, but I was just kind of like, I just want to get this workout done. But I get on the treadmill, and as I'm running on this treadmill, immediately to my right, there's an older gentleman, probably in his 70s, and he's not running, he's walking. And as he's walking on this treadmill, of course, he strikes up a conversation with me. He begins to tell me his name is Richard and starts telling me his story. And He's like, I've been here in Tampa for about 60 years, and hasn't this place changed so much over the last 50 years? I'm like, bro, how old do you think I am? And Richard, he proceeds to share with me that he's been spending a lot of time in the gym because he has some goals and fitness desires and health-like fitness goals that he wants to accomplish. And one of his things that he desires to accomplish is to get in his best shape so he can see his grandchildren get married. I'm like, that's awesome, Richard. Thanks, Richard. What a blessing, Richard. And as Richard's sharing all of this with me, about 5 or 6 minutes into our conversation, this woman, she walks up to the front of his treadmill. And how many of you know, like, sometimes when you're overhearing a conversation that you don't want to hear, you just don't know, like, do I look? Like, do I acknowledge? Like, what do we do? And clearly, they're flirting. And, yeah, gross. So what I hope is that it was actually Richard's wife, but she goes, when are you going to be home? I'm like, dang, Richard got game. And she continues, I want to make sure things are ready for you when you get home. Awkward. But then she asked, well, what would you like for dinner? And he goes, well, I'll take one crunchy, one soft, and get me a Crunchwrap Supreme. I'm like, but what about your fitness goals, Richard? Like, no hate on Taco Bell, but let's just be honest. Like, if you have some goals and you want to get healthy, you want to get in shape, I'm not sure that's the way to do it, right? But as I was thinking about this, I just couldn't help but think, what a picture of how so many of us live our lives. What a picture of how so many of us live our lives. We desire results. We desire change. We can desire growth. We desire improvements. We desire to become the man or the woman that God has called us to be. But oftentimes, we keep turning back to things that keep us from getting there. We keep turning back to things that not only are keeping us from becoming who God has called us to be, oftentimes they're killing our soul. Not only does this show up in the way that we live, I think this shows up in the way we go about our relationships. So many of us, we desire healthy relationships. We desire strong relationships, God-honoring marriages, yet we continue to do things, tolerate things, invite people into our lives that are keeping us from doing the thing that God has called us to do. And tonight, I just want to start with a question. What are the things that you are tolerating in your life that are keeping you from becoming who God has called you to be? What are the things that you are holding on to? Who are the people that you're inviting in that are keeping you from being who God has called you to be? Maybe it's not a person. Maybe it's insecurity. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's an addiction. It's sin. It's pride. It's baggage. It's hurt. It's pain. It's anxiety. It's a relationship. It's trauma. Maybe it's an addiction like pornography or sex, or maybe you're in a relationship where there's ongoing manipulation. But can I tell you the truth today? What is that thing? Because it's that exact thing that's going to keep you from being who God has called you to be. It's going to keep you from becoming who God has called you to be. And I just want you to know this simple truth tonight. God wants you to break up with that thing. He wants you to break up with that thing. Maybe it is a person. He wants you to break up with that person. Because it's that thing or that person that will rob you from God's blessing on your life. It's that thing or that person that will rob you from walking in all that God has for you in this life. I think this becomes more and more evident to me as we go through series like this, because I have so many conversations with so many people after service, and you've made a decision in your mind, and you'll say something like, you know, Pastor Mark, I'm just so grateful that we're going through message series like this, and man, this is just challenging me in this season of my life. I heard from someone a couple weeks ago, this is just challenging me in the way I go about my singleness. Next week, here she is with another guy. I think what's so interesting about this is, so many of us, we get to a point where we go, you know, I'm going to let God mature me and develop me or heal my heart before I start dating and go into another relationship. But friends, how many of you know, you can make a decision or you can have that desire, but if you don't take action, nothing's going to change. Think about how many of us, we get to a place where we say, you know what, I'm going to stop going after guys or girls that don't have purpose or don't understand God's vision for their life, but you keep on looking for a spouse in the club. See, I believe so many of us don't realize it's little things such as that that are keeping us from becoming who God has called us to be. And if we're going to become who God has called us to be, we need to break up with those things. I wrote it down this way. I don't want you to miss this. If we want what normal people have, we can continue to do what normal people do. But if you want what few people have, you have to do what few people are willing to do. I want you to get this in your heart. I'm going to say it again. If we want what normal people have, we can continue to do what normal people do. But if we want what few people have, we have to do what few people are willing to do. So oftentimes we'll say, you know what, I want a strong marriage in my future. Well, you got to be willing to do what few people are willing to do. Sometimes we'll say, you know what, I want to go through the dating season of my life. I want to be healthy and fruitful in the way I date and my experiences. But you have to be willing to do what few people are willing to do. You got to set boundaries and more boundaries. You got to have difficult conversations. Instead of going about dating recreationally, maybe you got to start living intentionally. Some of us might say, you know what, I want a fruitful marriage. I want a God-honoring marriage. Well, you got to work hard in that season of marriage to grow together and to keep Christ at the center of it all. We've got to take action. And it's one thing to have a desire, but how many of you know it's another thing to make a decision and put a line in the sand and saying, I'm standing firm on this. And I don't know where you find yourself. You could be single, you could be dating, you could be engaged, you could be married right now. But I just believe that there's something in your life that's keeping you from walking in all that God has for you in this life. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Apostle Paul says this to the church of Rome. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you. Somebody say transform you. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I don't want you to miss this. Then you will know God's will for the season of your life. Then you will know God's desires for your relationships. Then you will know what God is calling you to do. But so often we try to get in the relationship, and when it doesn't work, we blame God, and then we go, God, do you have a will for my life? Do you have a plan for my life? And I think so often what we try to do, especially when it comes to dating, we try to get God to bless our relationship instead of partnering with God and asking God for understanding for our relationship. I think so many of us, we go, God, would you bless my plan? God, would you bless my relationship? But when stuff doesn't go your way, oh, it isn't God that moved, it's you. We got to understand. We got to redefine some things. We got to really look at the things that are keeping us from being fruitful and walking in all that God has for us in this life. And I just believe that God, he wants to do a deep work in our hearts. He wants to do a deep work in our hearts tonight. He wants us to break up with a thing, with a person, with that mindset, with that fear, with the addiction that's keeping us from walking in all that he has for us. For some of you, it's baggage. Maybe it's pain of the past. Maybe it's trauma from your past. Maybe it's somebody that wronged you or hurt you, lied to you, backstabbed you. You can't hold on to that hurt. It's going to rob you of your freedom. Some of us today need to realize that we need to actually take a step and get some counseling. We need to actually take a step and get some community. We need to actually take a step. We're battling with an addiction. You need some people to surround you and check in on you and ask you the hard questions. And I know that this message, it sounds aggressive. I was just even struggling with this message on the way here. I know oftentimes you'll hear a message like this and go, man, it just sounds like God he's just brutal, man. It doesn't seem like God's kind. It doesn't seem like God is for me. In fact, this all seems painful. Can I tell you? It's not painful, it's purposeful. And oftentimes what we need to realize is we can't change without a challenge. And God's challenging some things in your life right now. God's calling some things out in your life right now. And God's calling you to break up with some things in your life. Why? Because it's keeping you from becoming who he has called you to be. Don't let that thing, that hurt, that pain, that worry, that fear, rob you of everything that God wants to do in your life. And I'm pleading with you as a pastor. Now, this isn't really a polished message. This is me just sharing my heart. Because I see moments like last week where people show up at the altar, but then they leave this space and they turn back to the very same thing that caused them to end up hurt. There's this ideology or psychology, they call it the Stockholm Syndrome. And it's the moment when someone returns back to the thing that hurt them in the first place. I just wonder how many of you have Stockholm Syndrome. You keep turning back to things that are hurting you. You keep turning back to people that keep letting you down. You keep turning back to the guy or the girl that broke your heart in the first place. I think about the Israelites. God's literally guiding them to the place of promise. But in the midst of challenge, we want to turn back to the place that we were challenged. We want to go back to the thing that was hurting us. We want to go back to slavery. Can I tell you today? You can either walk in freedom by choosing Jesus, or you can continue to find yourself trapped in pain. But the decision is on you at the end of the day. Because God in his kindness, the Bible tells us that he created a way for us to walk in all that he has for us through Jesus. And it's the blood of Jesus that allows us to take steps and walk in all that he has for us. But so often, we turn back to the things that are keeping us captive. So often we turn back to the things that hurt us in the first place. And I was writing this down earlier as I was spending some time with God. I just wonder, at the end of the day, when you lay your head down at night, what's the things that keep you awake because there's such a deep struggle that nobody knows about? What are the things that are plaguing your mind and plaguing your heart? What are the things that are robbing you of your joy? What's the things that are robbing you of peace? What's the things that you know you don't have a grip on? It has a grip on you. That's the thing that God wants you to break up with. That's the thing that God wants you to cut the tie with. You see, moments before we get to 1 Peter chapter 2, what we read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, is Peter's telling these Christians not to be led by their desires. Not to be led by their desires. And I want to speak to desires real quick, because it says this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires, for you didn't know any better. We can come to a gathering like this for weeks or months or years, and week after week, time after time, we can hear the truth and know what we need to do. But so many of you continue to run back to the thing that God has already freed you from. Instead of making a decision, you run after your desires. And it's not just desires, it's worldly desires. You see that word desires in the Greek, it's translated to the word epithemia. And it means an unhealthy longing or lust or forbidden desire. And what Peter is instructing these Christians to do is to break up with their worldly desires. To break up with their worldly desires and to make a decision to be obedient to the will of God and instruction of God over their life. And I believe it's when we break up with our desires, not only our desires, but our worldly desires, and make a decision to say, God, I'm going all in for you, it's then we will experience life change. We got to go all in. We've got to make a decision. So my application for tonight is very simple. My application for tonight is one simple point. If you want to become who God has called you to be, you got to realize that you need to break up with your worldly desires and the things that are keeping you from becoming who God has called you to be. It's so simple. And I don't want you to miss this, because I believe so many of us don't realize. When we're led by our desires of the flesh, we're compromising not only who God has called us to be, but we're compromising our future marriage. We're compromising the integrity and the strength of our future relationships. What we don't realize is this doesn't just affect us. This affects those who come after us. But I just believe tonight that some of us need to make a conscious decision, an informed decision to say, you know what, I'm putting a line in the sand. I'm not going to be led by my desires. I'm making a decision to become more like Jesus. See, in 1 Peter, Peter says, but you didn't know those things in the past, but now you need to be an obedient child of God. I think so many of us, we walk in here and we'll hear a message like this on a Tuesday, and we'll go, maybe I won't start now. I'm going to put it off to next week. Just going to look at that thing one more time, or going to watch that thing one more time. I'm going to sleep with that person one more time. I'm going to keep going back to that place just a couple more times, just a couple more times. But how many of you know delayed obedience is still disobedience? What I want to help you understand is we've got to kill the idea of just one more time. Because at the end of the day, just one more time keeps leading you back to the place where you're falling on your face, trying to figure out what is wrong with you. It's not that anything is wrong with you. The thing that's happening is that you keep on choosing things that God has already freed you from. There's nothing wrong with you. Just got to make a conscious decision to break up with that thing, to cut the tie to that thing, to put a line in the sand and say, I'm not turning back. I'm not turning back. I'm not choosing my desires. I'm making a decision today. I'm not turning back to that thing. But you got to identify, what is that thing? What's that desire? Maybe it's not a desire. Maybe it's a person that you need to break up with. Maybe it's the person from the past, not the person in the present. That person that hurt you, that ex-boyfriend, that ex-girlfriend that lied to you and berated you. You might be in a new relationship today, but there's still ties to that person from the past. You got to break up with that person of the past. What is the thing that's keeping you from becoming who God has called you to be? And I just want to speak some truth over your life. I want to challenge some of you. Because for some of you, your desire is to find validation in a relationship, but tonight you have decided, you're making the decision that you have everything you need in Jesus. For some of you, the desire of your flesh is to sleep with someone who isn't your spouse, but tonight you have decided to stand firm on your decision and remain pure until marriage. For some of you in the room tonight, your desire is to stay in that relationship that isn't honoring God, but tonight you are going to make a decision to say, I'm going to pursue the things of God. I believe that there's so many of us in the room that we have a desire to start dating just like all of our friends. We've got a desire to be in a relationship. But tonight, I need you to make a conscious decision to get to a moment where you realize that you are called to be set apart and you have everything you need if you trust God. You know, as I mentioned all these different things, just gonna be real bold here. Because some of you, you've lowered your standards and you've settled for someone that you know you have no business dating. And I just wanna challenge you right now in this moment, because some of you, you have lowered your standards to give yourself to any person who will give you attention, but tonight you're making a decision that you're gonna maintain your standards and trust that God is enough. Breaking up with desire. And tonight I'm making a decision. Maybe your desire is to neglect the fact that you have baggage, that you have pain, that you have trauma in your life. But tonight you're making a decision to seek counsel, to get around community, to let go of the baggage and walk in your freedom. Maybe tonight you have a desire to continue to turn to pornography, to continue to turn to things to comfort you. But tonight you're making a decision to say, no more pornography. By the power of the Holy Spirit, pornography has no hold on my life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, it has no hold. Addiction has no hold on me. I've been set free because of the blood of Jesus. And you can't do this in your own strength. Friend, you need the power and the presence of God. We got to get to a place where we realize we got to break up with desire. We got to make a decision. We got to break up with some things. We got to break up with some people so we can become all that God has called us to be. I want you to hear me, Exchange. I want you to make a decision tonight. I don't want you to leave this place and say, I'll get to that message later or I'll think about it. No, tonight is the night that you draw a line in the sand and say, none of these things have a hold on me. I'm not turning back. I'm walking towards who God has called me to be. The sin has no hold on me. Addiction has no hold on me. Baggage has no hold on me. Pain has no hold on me. Trauma has no hold on me. Sin has no hold on me. I'm becoming who God has called me to be. I'm becoming who God has called me to be. Not letting this thing hold me back. Because hear me, there is an amazing blessing with walking with Jesus. There's an amazing blessing when you make a decision to follow after Jesus. I want to pray for us. And we're going to respond in faith. We're going to make a conscious decision. So right now, Father, you see the faith of each and every person that's saying, God, I'm making a conscious decision. God, I'm not turning back. God, the old behind me, new life ahead of me, God. I want to run after you. I want to run after you. Please hear me, Exchange. To become who God has called you to be, you need the people of God, but you need the Spirit of God. To make a conscious decision to walk in everything that God has for you, you need the people of God, the church, you need community, you need a small group, you need counsel, you need some people to surround you and help you walk it out. But most importantly, you need the Spirit of God to dominate your life. So if you feel comfortable, would you stand to your feet? And maybe you're here in this place and you're saying, I want to break up with my desires and I want to make a decision. I want to become and I want to walk in everything that God has for me. That's you, and you're saying today, I want to make a decision. I want to put a line in the sand. I'm not turning back. Pornography, addiction, fear, anxiety, worry, all of these things that the world has to offer, I'm not choosing that. I'm choosing Jesus. Today, I'm turning towards him. I'm putting my life in his hands, and I'm saying, God, would you have your way? God, would you dominate me? God, I'm offering myself as a temple of your Spirit. God, would you change me? Would you transform me? God, would you turn this morning into a song of praise? Come on, would you lift your hands if that's you? I want you to declare this truth of your life right now. I don't believe this is a song to be sang. I believe this is a declaration to speak over your life in faith. The old is gone, the new is here. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're walking out of these doors free, forgiven, healed, redeemed.